Good morning, Mount Helena Community Church. Are you thankful this morning? Yeah, it's good to see all your smiling faces. You can have a seat. For those of you that don't know me, my name is J.R. Quigley. I'm the senior leader here at Mount Helena, and I am really glad that you chose to join us today. If you're a visitor, we do have a welcome packet for you out at the Welcome Center. We also have some Connect cards. If you're a guest, you can grab one of those and fill it out and drop it in the offering boxes out there at the giving stations. Appreciate you doing that. We would like to touch base with you and maybe help you in some of the next steps of your journey. If you want to get to know us a little better, if you have any questions, we want to have the opportunity to serve you in that way. So we would appreciate that. A couple of announcements for you this morning. Number one, we have Sign Up Sunday going on out here in the lobby. And what that means is we're going to kick off some small groups here, moving into the summer for a number of weeks, and we have a menu for you that you can grab out there at the Welcome Center. You can look through that. It has a number of small groups that are being offered. You can go around to the tables and see also what's being offered and who is leading those groups. You can ask them some questions. You can sign up for a group. Really encourage you to take some time after the service today to get to know what's going on with the small group ministry. It's a great opportunity to connect and grow in your faith. So I'd encourage you in that. And I do want to give you a heads up for Mother's Day. Our MHCC kids and our youth ministry will be leading that Sunday. Significant. Come on, yeah. I need more Corins in the crowd. We're excited about this. We are excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. So they got some good things planned. Taylor Thornis, who leads our high school youth, is going to bring the message. We're going to have our youth worship team bringing worship under the leadership of Chris Helseth. Our kids are going to get involved in one of our worship songs. So looking forward to that. Just want to put that little seed in your head. So mom, Mother's Day is great. Moms are like, let's go to church today. Father's Day, nah, let's go fishing. No, I want to encourage you, come to church on Mother's Day. Let's celebrate together with that. As I said, we're having a baptism service today. And for us, baptism is about celebration. It's not some kind of somber event. All of us get to participate in cheering these guys on and celebrating what they've done, encouraging them in their faith and their walk. So I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Jason Harris, and he's going to give us some instruction and also teach us a little bit about baptism.
Thanks, JR.
Welcome him up here. Jason is an elder here at Mount Helena, and he's our community life pastor. So yeah. He's leading the charge here.
Awesome. Thank you, JR. I'm going to attempt to. I want to welcome a friend of mine who, a little bit of an interview style, is going to share his testimony with us today. Would you like to hear that? Yes. I'm excited and glad to introduce my friend Jared Quigley. Jared, would you come on up here and join us up here? Come on up, Jared. Actually, Jared and Aaliyah, his wife Aaliyah, both are getting baptized today. They are two of eight who are going to get baptized. And yeah, I love what God's doing in his family, what God's doing in the Quigleys. Jared is JR's cousin, by the way. And I love the move of God in the Quigley family and in Jared and Aaliyah's family specifically. So Jared, pull up a stool. And let's begin by, would you just share with all our friends and family here at Mount Helena a little bit about you personally first? Who's Jared Quigley?
Well, good morning. My name's Jared. They got the picture up here of my family here. That's my wife, Aaliyah, the oldest boy holding the cowboy hat. That's my son, Clayton. And then she's holding my son, Coulter, and I'm holding our newest member of the family, Callie, our little daughter.
Woohoo! That's awesome. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about you, Jared. What do you do? Where do you work? How long have you been around Helena? Well, you're a Quigley. Forever. Longer than the rest of us, right? But tell us more about yourself.
Okay. So I grew up in Kenai, Alaska, and then I moved here when I was about 13 years old. Started coming to Mount Helena when I was about 15, I believe, 15, 16. And then joined the United States Army through the Montana National Guard at 18 years old. Did a couple things out in North Dakota for a while for civilian work. And then probably about 10 years ago, I decided to go full-time with the Montana National Guard. And I'm a flight instructor for them. Teach the flight engineers and crew chiefs how to do their job in the back of a helicopter.
Love it. Love it. We're grateful, Jared, for your service to us. Thank you. And Aaliyah, we're grateful for your service as well. Behind every great soldier in our military is a great family, and you lead that for Jared, and we're grateful for your sacrifice, your commitment as well. And it's not easy, especially on deployments, right? But even just being in the U.S. military, you guys, our men and women of the special forces and of the military go through so much training and spend so much time away. I know most of us think of deployments, but there's a lot of time that those families are separated and apart, and we're grateful for the service of the two of you, really, together, the union the two of you have, but thank you for serving us, Jared. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Jared, let's talk about your spiritual walk a little bit. Can you take us back before this newest or newer time of what God's been doing in your family? Can you let us know a little bit, what did you believe? What did things look like? What was your engagement with God, your knowledge of God, that kind of thing?
Well, growing up, like I said, I grew up here in the church, going to church here, and I had a good relationship with God through my younger years, through my teenage years, and then I would say about the time I joined the military, that's when I started to slowly walk away from him. I worked in North Dakota, and honestly, it was so focused on working all the time and that kind of stuff, and I used that as an excuse and kind of a crutch to steer away from him for a really long time. And then as I transitioned into full-time military, it did not get any better. At one point, I do really remember just, like, trying to ignore it and hide it as much as I could, and tried to live for myself more than anything.
How'd that work out?
Not that great.
You're with a room full of people that would say the same, right? Living for ourselves, living on our own, trying to handle it and manage it ourselves never goes that well, does it?
No. It really did not go well. God has blessed me regardless of where my relationship has been with him. He's blessed me my whole life. I've lived a very blessed life. I had amazing parents. I had amazing family. They are great influences on me my whole life, and then he blessed me with a beautiful wife and beautiful children. And yet I turned away, and I don't think I can describe the depression that I was in without him. It was hard. It was really, really hard. But
So take us a little bit. I think all of us sense that and we feel that, right? But where was God in it, and what changed? What brought a different direction?
Well, so I would say probably in like early 2021, 2022, things weren't going that great. I was leaving a lot. I was leaving home a lot. Through my job, you can leave about as much as you want to. And so I was leaving my family at home a lot of the time. Aaliyah was back home raising our two sons at the time by herself, and I went to probably a 2.5 month school and came back, and I was home a little less than a month, and they asked me if I'd go again to another school, and I said, absolutely, and of course, Aaliyah said, absolutely not, and I pretty much looked at her, and I was like, well, too bad, I'm going, and that was where we started to get in a kind of a rough spot there, just not communicating together, not working together in any sort of way. And like, here I am living for myself and not thinking about anyone else while she's sitting there raising her two kids, so I got done with that school. I was home a couple of weeks, and I went out and with my friends, and I was out till 1-2 in the morning, probably just tearing up the town, having a good time. And I hit an ultimate low of depression. Aaliyah was really fed up. I mean, I'm not going to lie. She was done. Mm. She was done with it. Mm. And that just...
Jared wasn't, but was approaching it.
What's that?
Jared wasn't done, but he was fast approaching being done.
Yeah. So, anyways...
Where was God?
He was there, and he was leaning on me, and, like, I knew what I was doing was wrong, and I just kept turning away, and Aaliyah pretty much gave me an ultimatum. She said that I had to change, and thank you for that. So we started coming back to church, and I'd say for the first time in my adult life, I actually listened to the message. I mean, I remember there was a time where there's a gentleman that goes to our church here that I work with, and he would come to me on Monday or Tuesday and be like, "Oh, what'd you think of that message?" And I just look at him like, "Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about." Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't retain anything. I wouldn't think about anything that was said. And for the first time after that, I started coming in and I started listening to the message and started hitting home. And I could feel God working on my heart. And it just got more and more and more. And I started talking to Aaliyah about it. And she's like, "Well, we need to step into this." And right about that time, I started reading a couple men's books about being the leader in your home and being the spiritual leader in your home. And I realized that that's something I need to do and I need to step up. And then it was shortly after that that we got some amazing news that we were going to have our daughter Callie, which neither of us were prepared for in the slightest. We thought we were done. But one of the things I screwed up when I was in our younger years was I wasn't really there for my wife. The first son, I was deployed the whole time. She was pregnant with him and when he was born. And then the second one, I just wasn't there for her. I was living for me. I wasn't helping. I wasn't doing anything to help her at all. And so when I heard about Callie, I was like, "Okay, here we go. Like, this is my chance. I'm going to show up. I can do this, you know." And, like, I knew for me to do that, I had to lean into God because I didn't know how to do that.
Good.
You know,
good.
I didn't know how to be there to be her support. I didn't know how to do any of that without his help. Mm. And so I really started leaning into the Lord on that. And I will say, from my point of view, I don't know about hers, but those 9 months were awesome. They were amazing. We grew together.
You remember them.
Yeah, I remember them. I was there for them. That was another thing is I started saying no to my work, which was nice.
Preach about that. Keep going.
Nice.
I'm listening.
I started saying no, and I started actually, you know, thinking about Aaliyah, thinking about her being home with our children, you know, and if JR actually came up here one weekend, and he did a great demonstration with a tape measure and talking about that 1 hour that we spend in church on Sunday and, like, how that's not enough. That's not enough to grow with a relationship with God. And I started thinking about...
That impacted you.
It really impacted me. Like, I started thinking about the fact that I will give so much time to my hobbies. Like, I'm a big hunter. I love hunting. I'll give so much time to my hobbies. I'll give so much time to work. I'll give so much time to anything but God, you know. And so we really started working in that way, and we really started doing devotionals. And ever since then, God's just been there the whole time, working with us, working to get us to this point, you know. And
Could you let us into that process a little bit? How do you end up here in front of a stage in front of a large spiritual family called Mount Helena Community Church telling your story to everyone?
Well, so part of it was last year, Baptism Sunday was coming around. We seen all the advertisements, and Aaliyah was like, hey, and I was like, "No, I'm not there. I'm not there. I'm not going up in front of all those people. I'm not getting dunked in a water tank. Like, I'm fat, my t-shirt will stick to me, like, I don't want to do that. Like, no, I don't want to do that.
Our internal voices are amazing to ourselves.
And so, anyways, I shut her down on it hard, which, looking back on it, I'm pretty ashamed of that. But, the Lord's just been working in us, you know. And then we come around to this year, there was a couple advertisements for it. I think you guys started back in January, even. And we started talking about baptism and, you know, leaning and left and right about it. And she's like, well, I was baptized as a baby, da, 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 da. And we were talking about it, and we started reading about it more. Well, then we came to the prophetic word here like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Did both nights there, and just seeing the work that was going on in the church that night, that kind of lit a fire for us to go and work on our discipleship that we've been working on at home.
And devotions together. Devotions that you're together. Leading and participating and a part of and sharing, the two of you sharing your spiritual walk and growth together.
Yep. And it was a really good devotional. It really helped us grow together, and we're really enjoying it. And we're finishing up with like section one of the devotional. And at the end, you kind of write out your testimony and talk about everything. And right after that, we're just getting done with that. It like heartbreak line. Next thing is, this is why you should get baptized, and 9 scriptures to back it up. You know, and we kind of looked up at each other and we're like, okay, well, that's it. Like, I don't know if you can ignore that much longer. So,
what does it mean to you today? What does what we're about to do, what so many people out here have done before and some people haven't done before, why would you do it today? I mean, devotional aside, life aside, what's God doing in your heart about this moment today?
Well, I believe that baptism is used in a sense of like, I can accept Jesus Christ in my heart and I can live a life for God and whatnot, but baptism is your way, or God's way and your way of showing all of you, showing everyone that like you're ready to take this walk with Jesus and you're proclaiming your faith to the world is how I see it.
Amen.
And that's how we both see it, and that's kind of what led us to wanting to do that this morning.
I love it. We're excited. Are you excited to participate with them? Be their spiritual family and support. Jared Quigley, great job. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much. Awesome. Love it. If you give me just a second here, I'm going to move these stools and grab my notes. I'm excited to introduce the other 7 to you who are going to be baptized. If you haven't changed, you can go change. While I want us to jump into Scripture together. Can we do that? There's an exciting part of Scripture here that I really want to share with the rest of us as we get ready to witness and to get behind and celebrate those in our spiritual family who want to make that declaration, who are making that proclamation publicly that they want to live for. They haven't just decided privately that they want to live for Jesus publicly. And that's what we're looking at today. If you're not there already, I want you to of course you're not there. I haven't even given you a heads up. We're going to Colossians chapter 2. Could we do that? Colossians chapter 2. I want to focus on one verse there about baptism, but I have to read an awesome section of Scripture. Could we read that together? I'll read it aloud, and if you can, if you have an app or a Bible in front of you, I want to ask you to do this. As we read this Scripture, as we take a look at this together, would you find one nugget for yourself? Would you find one line, one phrase, one piece of Scripture for you personally as we read this together? Can you do that for me? Okay, 2 can. Excellent. Love it. Love it. I hope you're saying yes on the inside. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 says this. Paul's saying, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow, deceptive philosophies or thinking, which depends on human tradition and the elemental elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in body form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He's this. He's the head over every power and authority. In him, you were also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Woo! Your whole self ruled by the flesh was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your own sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. Amen? Not when you were partially alive. When you were dead, crisp, living for yourself, full of yourself, Christ made you alive with him. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it all away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Wow. It's a healthy, heavy chunk of scripture with some power and some identity for you and I. And I want to begin this morning by saying baptism is an identification process. It's a process where these people are not just going through something that's ceremonial or religious or a mere act of physical obedience. It's a demonstration. It's a proclamation. It's a declaration. It's a comfortable standing in a new position before Christ and before the rest of the world and before all the powers and the principalities of this world and of this age. These people are saying, I am standing and I want to remain standing. I'm walking and I want to remain walking in the direction of Jesus Christ and his life in my life. Amen. We celebrate that scripture, the power of that scripture, what that scripture is sharing. We celebrate it at Easter time. We just did last Sunday, right? But Paul's not writing at Easter time. He's not bringing an Easter message. He's not bringing even just a baptism message. He's bringing a message that has power and authority and is something to be celebrated not just on Sundays, not just for an hour. I loved what Jared had to say about that and how JR's message impacted him and got to him. Knowing an hour a week is not enough to live and to walk in the power and the authority of Jesus Christ and what he has for your life. But that each day we would celebrate. That each day we would tap into what Paul's writing about, us. The resident power of Jesus Christ and his death, his burial, and his resurrection in us. Baptism is a celebration. JR is right. It's a celebration of my union with Christ. Now I'm with Christ. Christ is with me. That's amazing. That's amazing. Christ is with you. He's in you. He's not just about you and for you. He's with you. And Paul says, no depth, no height, no width, no power, no principality can undo that. Praise God. Praise God, he's with you. You were so far separated. Each one of these people were so separated from God, and God came near. God came close and said, I'm not going to leave you. I am with you. And with that, with baptism, we're identifying that withness is with Christ, and we are with him in his death and his burial, and it's symbolic in our baptism, us being buried here in this water for a moment, and in eternity, this little moment is similar to the 3 days that he was buried. It's not much, right? And Christ does not want us there, and he brings us up out with a new life, with a resurrected life of Jesus Christ that's with us, that's in union, that's in power with us, that is for us. And it's by faith. It's not something that can be explained to you, that can just be demonstrated with you enough. We all see and we hear testimonies of like Jared's life and Aaliyah's life and what God has done in them, and that has influence, and yet it's still not enough. At some point, each one of us have to grab onto and hold onto and reach out with faith in Jesus Christ. There's no clear picture of everything that's happened and everything that's going to happen. It'll never get that clear until we've walked in it forever. It still takes an element of faith. And by faith, we're buried. And by faith, we're resurrected. And by faith, we get to walk with Christ. It's still faithful. The whole work of God, the working of God, is through faith. I can feel so full of faith today and have such a faith-filled weekend. I had such an amazing week or an amazing month or an amazing year, and I can still find a time in my life, time and time and time again, where I have to go with faith. That's still going to require more faith. That's still going to require the faith that I had at one time that I don't seem to be having right now, but I want to hold on, I want to grab to, I want to lean into faith. Through faith in God's work and his work alone, not mine. Not any goodness, not any acts, not any obedience of mine, but through faith alone is spiritual transformation. And through faith, our old life is shed and it's washed away in this tank. It's a symbolism of that decision that Jared made at some point and that Aaliyah made at some point. Not that someone made it for them. It doesn't happen that way. A relationship doesn't just begin because other people think it's a good thing for you. But a relationship with Jesus Christ begins when you say you want to accept him as your personal savior, that you want to live not for yourself, but you want to live for him and for him alone. And by faith, you apprehend salvation and the love of God that's available to you. And the old self is washed away. And it's left behind in something like this tank. Each of these 8 people being baptized today are leaving again the old self behind. And the new self comes up out of that water in celebration, in commitment, in an acceptance of love, and a desire to walk for him. Is it perfect? No. The rest of life takes faith, but you know the way because you've grabbed onto, you've proclaimed, and you've confessed your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ. And what he has confessed and promised to you is so much bigger. His abundant life that he has for you, his forgiveness, his mercies that are unending for you, no matter what happens in the rest of life, that he's with you. He's here to redeem you and to save you. Here at Mount Helena, I just want to finish with a couple of things before I introduce those who are being baptized. Here at Mount Helena, we believe that baptism is not a formula for salvation. For us, it is 2 separate things. They can happen at the same time, but salvation is required. Faith is required to begin a relationship with Jesus Christ in order to be baptized. Even if somehow you've gone through the motions before, was it your decision? Was there a level of faith engagement on your end? We think it's absolutely necessary and that is a salvation moment. And we'll go so far as to say that baptism is not a requirement. It's not a requirement for everyone or even necessarily anyone. It's not required to get into heaven that you need to be baptized. The example I've shared with many of you is the thief on the cross. I think he was stunned and he was surprised that Easter weekend in the transaction that he made and saying, stop. He's getting what he does not deserve. And he tries to stop and silence the crowd and the jeering of the other thief being crucified with him, who's just continuing to play into everything else and say, well, if you are the Son of God, then get yourself and us off the cross, right? But that transaction, that thief made the next statement, he said, remember me in paradise, was his salvation moment. He confessed, he believed in his heart, and he confessed with his mouth who Jesus Christ was. And Jesus said, I'll remember you, all right? You'll be with me today in paradise. What a transaction. No baptism involved. But baptism is a place of obedience and confession and declaration and proclamation again of that faith moment that you've had, that you've decided that you want your life to not be the same, to not reflect you the rest of your life, but to reflect him, and that you need his power and strength to walk that out. So again, faith is essential. And for us, because of that process of identifying with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, and the washing away of that old life, and the resurrection, and the coming out of the water of a new life, and a new birth, and walking in a new life, for us, baptism is submission. It's submersion. It's submitting to the will and the plan of God for your life more than your own. But it's a trading of your old life for the new life that Christ intends for you, that he promises he's with you for and to walk through with you. Wonderful. Could the eight of you that are going to get baptized, would you come up here and line up? I'm going to introduce you. And as they're doing that, I just want to encourage you, if what I was talking about and sharing about brings anything up in your own heart or your own thought life, or you're wondering, or you have questions, I want to encourage you. All these people have gone through that process as well, themselves to some degree. They've had to ask questions of themselves and of others and go, what does a relationship with Jesus Christ look like? I don't want to live for my life on my own anymore either. I want to encourage you, today's a great day to do that. If you have questions, if you know someone here, it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to share with someone what God's doing in your life and in your heart. I know that Jared, at one point, one day at work, decided to let his coworkers in. He decided to go ahead and identify with Christ even at work in the workplace and to build his relationship with Christ there as well. I want to encourage you, you can do that today, and today is a great day for that as well. I have to see who I have up here. This is Jared and Aaliyah. Jared and Aaliyah, you got to hear their story again. Jared, thank you so much for sharing. This is CB Smith. CB has an amazing story and testimony as well. I wish all of them could share with you this morning, and we are stoked for you, CB, who's been waiting to get baptized for a while, and we're honored to do that with you. This is Miss Lily. Lily wants to live even the beginning of her life for Jesus Christ. Congratulations, Lily. This is Harper Johnson. Harper is a friend of my kids and runs cross country and track with them, but Harper's family goes back a long ways in Mount Helena Community Church, and she's a generational product of faith here at Mount Helena, but it's personal for Harper. Harper trusts Jesus Christ to not be just the God of her family and of the generations before her, but to be her personal God, to lead her to live for him the rest of her life, and she wants to follow Jesus in obedience and be baptized and follow his example. Congratulations, Harper. This is my friend Leif, and Leif has made a decision to follow Jesus Christ as well, but he's never been baptized before, and he wants to be a part of this family celebration today, being baptized with all of you. Congratulations, Leif. This is Veronica Moritz, and Veronica has an amazing story and testimony as well, like all eight of these. And 1 week, she made a decision, not having a church background, and a church story and a church experience, she decided to give her family a heads up on a Thursday and say, we're going to church on Sunday. I found one, and I'm giving everybody notice. We're going to church Sunday, so you be ready, because we're all going. And if you think you're staying, you're not. We're going. And there's a lot to her story that's led to this day. But Veronica wants to live the rest of her life as well, under the grace and the mercy, the direction and the provision of Jesus Christ. And God is just opening more and more relationship up to Veronica. I'm so proud of you. Way to go, Veronica. This is Victoria Spanks, and Victoria and her family have found their way to Mount Helena Community Church as well, your spiritual family. And she's made a decision for Jesus Christ, and she wants to live the rest of her life and hopes that her family does the same as well. Victoria, we're so proud of you and grateful to baptize you today. You all can move this way. Family and friends that are here because of them and their decision for Christ today, you can come up and join them. The rest of us, we're going to head back into worship right now, and we're going to baptize these eight people in worship. Again, like JR said, to us, it's celebration. It's a privilege. When someone gives their life to Jesus Christ, the Bible is clear to us, all heaven breaks out in celebration for the decision, the faith transaction that someone made. And I think still here on earth, it's an amazing opportunity that we get to witness and see people give their life to Christ, but as well to take a stand in baptism and say, I don't want to live it privately. I want to live it publicly. And that's the declaration that they're making today. Would you stand with us in worship, and we'll begin baptizing here in just a moment. Thank you, worship team.
I believe there is one salvation, one doorway that leads to life, one redemption, one confession. I believe in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe in the crucifixion. By his blood I have been set free. I believe in the resurrection. Hallelujah, his life is destined. All praise to God the Father. All praise to Christ the Son. All praise to the Holy Spirit. Our God has overcome. The King who was and is and evermore will be. In Jesus' mighty name, I believe. I believe in the hope of heaven. He's preparing a place for me, far beyond what hearts imagine, ears have heard or eyes have seen. I believe that a day is coming, he's returning to claim his bride. Light the altar, keep it burning, see the Lamb who rose a roaring lion. All praise to God the Father. All praise to Christ the Son. All praise to the Holy Spirit. Our God has overcome. The King who was and is and evermore will be. In Jesus' mighty name, I believe. Thank you.
God, thank you that you've called her your child, your daughter. God, you have a plan and a future and a hope for her, one of promise, one of redemption, one of not just life, but life more abundantly. Father, we bless her. It's our privilege to baptize her. You can sit down now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we baptize you, Harper. Amen.
No, I'll never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How could I ever walk away from the one who saved my life? No, I'll never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How could I ever walk away from the one?
Lily, God, we thank you from a young age. You created her, you formed her, and she's a child, but not just a child. She's a child of God. God, I pray that you would walk with her. You would open your word to her. Your promises would guide her all the days of her life. That God, in her older age, she'd be known for being a wise woman because you intercepted her heart at a young age. And she wanted to live for you. God, I pray that you bless her, you strengthen her, you provide for her, and you fill her with your spirit and your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Lily, you can have a seat. Legs out front. Yep. You can plug your nose. Cover your mouth. Lily, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good job, Mom.
No, I'll never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How could I ever walk away from the one who saved my life? All praise. All praise to God the Father. All praise to Christ the Son. All praise to the Holy Spirit. Our God has overcome. The King who was and is and
Leaf, I'm so grateful for God's grace upon your life, but I want you to know before we baptize you, God has big plans for you. He loves you. He cares for you. He didn't just create you for you to end. He created you to live eternally, and he has eternal purposes for you to participate in, for you to walk in. He has a newness of life that is symbolic today of your baptism, but it's to affect your whole life. Your whole life is changed with the new life of Jesus Christ. Old man be washed, new man come alive in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lee. Hungry to clothe the naked. God, anoint her to reach people with the spirit of counsel of Jesus Christ. Like Jesus at the well, reaching out to people in confusion, in delirium, that you reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray that you use Veronica in Jesus' name. Use her at the well. Use her in the marketplace. God, use her in counseling rooms. God, use her at schools and playgrounds and parks in Jesus' name. I baptize you, Veronica, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You free every captive and break every chain, oh God.
Father, we're thankful for this story.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for this story, Lord.
Yeah.
I know it looks one way to men and to women, but it looks like another to you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray that, God, you'd be glorified. God, I pray you'd be proclaimed. And God, I just proclaim that, God, you have victory.
Yeah.
Victory. Things are dying and things are coming alive. Things are waking up. It's like spring's coming still in Jesus' name. God, we welcome your breakthrough. We welcome your transformation. The pain of frozen ground thawing out welcomes new life. And God, we welcome your new life. We welcome your continued story in CB. God, I pray that you use her by the power of your Holy Spirit to extend your kingdom on earth just as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, we baptize you, CB. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Faithful through every storm, you'll be faithful forevermore. You have done great.
Yeah, God, you've done great things, and you're doing great things in Victoria. God, I thank you for your gentleness, your peace, and your grace, and your mercy upon her life. You've marked her. And it's a great mark, Lord. God, I thank you for her desire to celebrate you in her life, in obedience, in following you, and learning about you. God, open up revelation to her in Jesus' name. Reveal yourself more and more. Your promises for her, but your promises for her family as well. God, she is making a change here on earth today with her decision, but with her following of you. God, to come on her stronger and stronger, to follow you more and more, to stand for your truth here on earth, to choose you in big ways, in big decisions. You're her guide. You're her counselor. You're wonderful counselor. You're wonderful, Lord. You're wonderful to Victoria. Victoria, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jesus, our Savior, your name.
because it's a lot of people's lives. And sometimes we don't consider that every single person is a child of God, and every person has a story and is on a journey. And when we get to watch this happen, your heart just connects with each person's story, and even if you only know them a little. I just want to encourage you, ruminate on these things today. When you go home and you spend the rest of your Sunday with your family or whatever you do, remember, God is in the business of transforming lives. And if you need some transformation, go to Him. Go to Him. If you need prayer this morning, our prayer team is going to be right up over here on my left. They'd love to pray with you about anything at all that you would like to receive prayer for. Feel free to approach them. That is the conclusion of our service today. You guys have a great rest of your day.